And what would you call something that the smoke went up in the house or in a, say in a hotel, that the smoke went up and out of?
Well, of course, the ventilation there was provided.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the smoke from cigars, cigarettes, things of that kind, although I don't smoke myself.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more fires. The smoke would go through a big stone-type structure. And what would you call that?
Well, of course, like ventilation was provided.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just thinking more in terms of a fireplace, something over the fireplace that the smoke would go up through and come out the top of the roof.
Well, usually the old-fashioned homes, or the old homes, we might say, there was a fireplace and the chimney and the smoke and the...
Okay.
Went up the chimney.
Yeah. Did you have a name for the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Had a hearth.
Mm-hmm. And what about the things that you laid the wood across?
Andirons.
Okay. And the wood that went across the top of the fireplace that you might put lamps on, it was a flat piece of wood that might stick out about 6 or 8 inches and you could stick lamps on it and it was over the fireplace?
No, we didn't have anything like that. We had andirons that kept the wood from protruding or sticking out.
Well, I meant over the fireplace.
No, the mantelpiece was over the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. What, did you have any special names for the big piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace? Say, a bigger piece of wood? Was there a special name?
Well, if the fireplace was large enough, we spoke of them as logs.
Mm-hmm. And what about the wood that you used to start the fire with?
That was what we called, in those days, kindling, which was known as fat pine from pine trees. Kindling wood.
Mm-hmm. So you had different names for pine trees? Just fat pine?
Just pine, that's
pine.
Of course, the pine trees, to those who make a profession of working with pines, they're different, different names, different terms. For instance, as the long-leaf pines, short-leaf pines, and various names, but unless you have a business association with people who are interested in pines, growing of pines, or you're not familiar with the with the terms that are used.
Well, getting back to fireplaces and fires, did you have a name for what was left after all the wood had burned?
The ashes.
And what would you call what I'm sitting in? What I'm sitting in, what you call this?
It's what, sir?
What I'm sitting in right now, what would you call this?
It's funny.
Well, you were saying?
There would be those chairs that were, oh, I don't know what you'd call them, except overstuffed.
Okay. What about in the living room, the large piece of furniture that you'd sit on?
It was sofas.
And the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it, do you have a name for that?
That would be a dresser, or chest of drawers, or chiffonier, for the more polite term.
Do you have a certain name for your room? Do you call it something other than a bedroom? The room that you stay in here? And all these tables and chairs and beds, what do you call them as a group?
We'll just say the usual bedroom furniture.
And what do you call those on the window?
Drapes.
And the things that come down to block out the light?
Oh, those Venetian blinds.